Hi, patrons. Welcome to your bonus show. We left it a couple of days ago with a couple of questions from the Watsons, Colin, Scott and Craig. We spoke to Craig before, the Polish, but I don't know if we've ever met Scott or anything like that. Do you know who Scott is?
I recognise the name. He's not a new guy. He's been out a while, but I can't picture any other content or stuff from him. Obviously, Craig's a policeman that retired policeman that we had on the show months and months ago. And it's one of the ones people ask me about quite a lot. They always talk about the policeman episode. That guy's a nutcase. Can't believe he was a policeman. That sort of stuff.
I did say we would get him back on at some point, and that is, we will.
I've recycled his story so many times about the... I've recycled it so many times. People love that story. That is so, so good. So yeah, he was always good content.
We'll start with his question first, actually, rather than Scott's, because his is a bit grim, and then Scott's is maybe a wee bit more. Maybe we can let our mind run free by his questions.
Okay.
So Craig, assisted dying. Why is it not legal? If you're wealthy, you can go to Switzerland, but the poor must suffer. Seems unfair.
So why is it not legal in this country then? Okay.
I think unsurprisingly, I think the government are pitching it at the moment, perhaps in Scotland.
So I know that to go to Switzerland, I can't take you to Switzerland for it to happen.
No.
Be of like well mind to organise it yourself and all that sort of stuff, or else I'll get done for helping you die sort of thing. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it happens in Switzerland. I think it's something that probably should be around, because if you get to a certain stage in your life where your illness or your general fitness or health is so debilitating that you feel your standard of life isn't great for you and those around you, and you actually think you've had a good enough life, or you don't want to have this life anymore, I guess that is your right. And you know what? If people feel that badly about it, they're potentially going to go away and do it a lot more inhumane, horrible way, Jack, than just slipping away in the sort of dignitas way of doing it, I suppose. So, yeah, I don't have an issue with it, as long as... I've not got an issue with it because I've never been in that position with somebody I loved. I might feel differently if someone I loved was telling me they wanted to die and I didn't want them to die. But I think you have to take yourself out of that situation and think about it completely from their point of view, because it's them that's living that life. It's them that's experiencing all the sort of symptoms and all the feelings and all the hurt and all the pain. So, yeah, as somebody who's never had to deal with it personally, I find it quite easy to turn around just now and say, yes, make it legal, give people that choice, make it humane and do it properly. Kind of hand in heart, say I'd feel the same way if something I loved more than anything was saying to me they wanted to die. I don't know.
I think it should be legal, but it's got to be so... It's obviously very, very complicated. It's got to be highly regulated, like really highly regulated, because, for example, like I think I'd want to die if I was diagnosed with MND, for example, right? No. It's just going to be a slow march towards death. If I knew that was coming and I was in a certain state of mind, I think I'd want to sign up to that and say... I want to choose to end my life before I get to the stage where I'm eating through a straw and I can't speak and stuff like that. Yes. So when it comes to stuff like that, I wouldn't want people to be able to just to say I want to kill myself because I feel bad or whatever, you know. I feel I'm worthless or feel like that. You'd also need to... Again, how do you measure somebody's state of mind? Because then there's open to abuse from persuasion from family members, like scummy family, blah blah blah, stuff like that. You know, just go on, you go. Like you're healthy just now, but it's coming, just sign up to you. It'll be easier for you. I don't know. I do think it should be legal, but again, it's how you handle that.
I've just looked at Dignitas, which is obviously the kind of go-to name in this field, just to give a little bit more information about it. The first thing I wanted to find out was how much money they were making, because I'm not a big fan of if they were making a lot of money out of this. So I found out right away that Dignitas is a non-profit organisation. That was under Swiss law, they're not allowed to make a profit from doing what they do. In terms of the number of people from the UK, Jack, the latest information I've got is 2022. How many UK people do you think went to Dignitas and died in 2022?
I'm going to go a really low number. 17.
33. Right. 33 in 2022, 23 in 21, 18 in 2020, and then 42 in 2019. The biggest year was back in 2016 when 47 people did it. So we're talking about this and we're saying, talking about Dignitas as an option. It's an option for 33 people in 2022. It's
again, that's because of the, like, she's the absolute legalities of it. Like, if you bought the plane tickets on your card or whatever, all that sort of stuff comes back. I watched a fucking, there was something on about a year or two ago, and it was about this assisted dying thing. And for the life of me, I've googled dying film. And
was it Martin Compton and his pal with ginger hair?
It was. That's exactly what it was. So what was that called?
His pal was such a lovely guy as well. His pal he'd not seen from school, and then he got in touch with him again, and he's told him that I want to die.
Mayflies, it was called.
Mayflies, yeah.
I watched it, and I'd been told, oh, get ready for this. It's like dead sad and all that. And you know me, like, I can sort of break down and shit. It didn't really get me like that.
Really?
No, it didn't really get me like that. It was like the woman in, one of the women in work, she'd read the book. It's based on a book, I'm sure.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, the book's heartbreaking. The TV show will absolutely destroy you. And it just never really got me that way. But it was quite an interesting, I think it was like a two-part series or something like that.
I think it was a three-parter.
Yeah,
I found it really upsetting. I struggled with it a lot. And I don't like Martin Compton. I avoid most of the stuff he's in. But sadly, he seems to be in quite a lot of good stuff in spite of himself.
It's
only a two-part show. Two-part, right? Okay, right, sorry. I found it quite sad watching it. I didn't get the joy part of it, of him getting what he wanted and him happily dying. I still felt sad that he was dying for the people left behind. So maybe that tells you where I am with it all. But I did find that a really good programme and felt quite strong, quite emotive.
The bit that kind of got me was the, like, just playing, kicking the ball about at the end. Because, again, at that point, it's like, he seems like just a healthy guy, you know?
Well, his big thing was he knew how fast and how rapidly he was going to deteriorate, didn't he?
Well,
he didn't want people to see it.
Well, that's where I sort of stand. If I knew, I'm saying that all brave now, like, saying, oh, I would definitely, oh, fuck that. Again, it's one of the, if it came down to it and you're sitting there with a doctor and you get that diagnosis, could I then get my big boss out, my big man boss, and say, right, okay, sign me up? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. What do you think the cost of Dignitas is?
£32,000.
£8,000.
That's all right, actually. that's
only just gone up from £5,000.
All right, okay.
Yeah, so I think to answer the question, in a world where I'm not actually making the decision, then I think it's fine. I can't say for sure how I'd feel if the person I loved most and anything in the world was telling me they didn't want to be in this world anymore. So it's a difficult one. I think it's one that you have an opinion on and then you have a real life opinion on, and the two could change. Mm-hmm. But in theory, and as if I was somebody suddenly able to start making laws, then yeah, I would make that legal.
Mm-hmm. So again, Craig, you've said if you're wealthy, £8,000, it's not a drop in the ocean. It's a fair whack, but that's not wealth. Like, I don't think you don't need to be wealthy to be able to do that. You know, you don't need to be wealthy. Just get a fucking loan and don't pay it back.
Yeah. So £8,000 is a lot of money, but it's not like most people could find a way of getting that money given a bit of time to go and do that, I would imagine. So
a lot of people could die.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and like you say, if you borrow it and don't pay it back, you're dead. So, it's, yeah, I get it. I wonder if they do pay up plans. I don't know who would pay it. I'm not sure.
I don't know. I wonder if you can leave them. I wonder if you can leave them stuff in your estate or whatever. You know.
I don't know. Maybe you could. I don't. I'm not sure how that.
I don't know. But yeah, assisted dying. Why is it not legal? Because it's complicated. I'd imagine that to answer that question.
The other side of it as well, you know, is the fact that we're talking about £8,000, right? And how that's not a lot of money, but for some people it still will be. What £8,000 isn't a lot of money in comparison to is 5 or 10 years worth of NHS care.
Right,
okay. So from a NHS point of view, from a government point of view, I am a little surprised they're not more into this, because letting someone die before they properly rehabilitate, which is when it starts to cost a fortune to look after them and care for them. You're talking about dementia as an example. You're looking at these care homes and people going to £1,000 a week to stay in one of them.
Aye, because that Kate Garraway, just her husband died of
long COVID, basically.
Was that what it was?
It was all COVID related, yeah.
Right, okay, so that happened. So she ended up £800,000 in debt.
Yeah.
Looking after her husband for what, a couple of years or something?
Yeah, since this pandemic, basically.
3 years or something.
But yeah, your average care home is about £1,000 a week. So if you're talking about Dignitas for £8,000, or 50, yeah, it's just £52,000 a year to stay in a care home before you get any treatment. It's a no-brainer from that point of view. So I'm surprised it's not something that's been suggested. I think there's just the issue with this stuff is that most governments are just too scared to approach a subject like this. Imagine the headlines if a Conservative Prime Minister suggested old people could kill themselves rather than getting treatment. He would be described as evil incarnate. He'd be the devil, he'd be the Grim Reaper. He would be, you know, he'd be in the newspapers, photoshopped as death, all sorts of stuff. If Labour did it, Labour's supposed to be the party of the people and all that, they'd say it goes against their fundamentals. And if an independent done it, it wouldn't matter because nobody cares what independents do. So I get why it doesn't happen, because it's going to take a really brave person who's happily to be forever known in history as the guy that made it okay to die in Britain.
Yeah, so I just actually Googled SNP assisted dying, but it's popped up that in 2021, Liam MacArthur, who is the Lib Dem guy in the Orkney Islands, so all the way up top, he proposed an assisted dying for terminal adults bill back in 2021. I don't know how far on it's got, but
I just googled SNP assisted dying and the first hit back was the independence campaign. I'm so funny, haven't I?
Okay. Nicola Sturgeon veering away from voting in favour of assisted dying 2 days ago. So sorry, this isn't very good content, but the Lib Dem NSP that I've spoke about, so Humza does not support it. Which is opposed by the Church of Scotland, Catholic Church, and the mosques. So they're not all for it. Yeah, so it's so poisonous. Such a poisonous thing that if you were to suggest that you're losing votes, you're just losing votes straight away.
That's why it's not happening, basically. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I agree with it fundamentally, for sure. What about some fun stuff? What is Scott wanting to know?
See, I kind of think this is a silly question. If you're going to be reincarnated as a dinosaur, what would you choose?
They're all fossils, aren't they?
Aye, but surely everybody chooses the big Tyrannosaurus Rex, the big guy.
There's a T-Rex. It's too big. Too big.
Velociraptor?
Maybe a raptor, because they're quite smart, they're fast, they're quick.
You're basing this on Jurassic Park?
Which is based on science.
Yeah, I suppose.
Yeah, raptor. I wouldn't be able to have T-Rex. T-Rex is just a kind of cumbersome and big and fierce. They've got wee shitty arms and stuff.
But your top, I suppose you could be like a big Diplodocus, like a big, from big, just a big guy.
Yeah, maybe. You know what would be good? A big herbivore. because then you're not having to fight for food. You just eat the grass all day.
Well, that's what I mean by a big diplodocus.
Yeah, one of them would be a good for that reason. You're not really
Bronchosaurus, is that the big massive one as well?
Yeah, they've got the big kind of triangle face.
No.
Are they not? Don't big know. One with the kind of face on it.
That's a Stegosaurus.
That's the Stegosaurus, right, okay. Hmm. Listen to you, fucking dinosaur man.
I was into dinosaurs when I was like 7.
Yeah, I'd be one of the vegan dinosaurs because they can just avoid all the fighting and all the bullshit and just live a quite happy life, just eating the grass and the trees and that.
Or you could flip it up and like be one of the big massive sea dinosaurs, like just swims about.
Yeah, what's the Jason Statham film got? Megatron
or something.
Yeah, something like that. It's mega.
Mega jaw.
That's all about living in the sea. Living in the sea would be shite.
Right. Okay.
Oh. I would like to be a dinosaur for a day. I don't know if I want to come. If I was going to come back as anything, though, if you're talking about reincarnation, a dinosaur's not in my top 10 list of things I want to come back as.
No, just a person again.
Yeah. Like, what if you could reincarnate as any person in the world, Jack? Who would it be?
Any person in the world.
Uh huh.
What? So, like, I reincarnated and I'm them as they are today.
No, you're them as they were when they were 18. But you've got the ability to be as good at what they are as they are now, so you can still have the same trajectory, but you're going to have a long life with them still.
18. I don't know, it's just too easy to call it out with some sort of billionaire guy, but...
Yeah, or David Beckham or something.
Maybe be...
Elon Musk.
A Messi or something like that, you know, like... See, I don't know, like... See, with guys like these sort of billionaire guys that are like... They're freaks.
Yeah,
like their brains don't work the same as ours, I don't think. So like even though you go like, oh look, he's like the richest guy in the world, richest guy ever, that's pretty cool, but like I don't know, like waking up in the morning just being that, like your brain gone like that, I don't know. Maybe wouldn't it be this panacea that you think, because that Elon Musk came out and said, and I know it's like easier for a billionaire to say like people want to be me, but if you were me you'd be like, oh, no, this is a bit shite.
So is it maybe better to come back as like Jack Grealish or something like that? Because you're just a dafty who has a great time, a good laugh.
maybe something like that. A DJ. I know you don't like DJs, but I've always quite fancied the whole DJ thing because I've said it before, you're sort of famous as a name.
DJ Jack.
DJ Jack. So like people know DJ Jack, but they don't particularly, unless you're doing like music videos and shit like that, and you just don't. You could walk along the street, like, let's, one of the biggest DJs in the world, let's say somebody like Tiesto, for example, could walk along the street and 99% of the planet wouldn't know who he was.
Yeah, that's true. I saw an interview on TikTok with Deadmau5.
Deadmau5, he was a big mousey down.
Yeah, but this was him just normal. He's just a weird looking cunt.
He's a weird looking wee cunt, aye.
Weird looking skinny wee scrawny guy, aye. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so maybe that would be the one. But dinosaurs, not massively fussed. Mm-hmm. I think I'd pick different animals as well for a picked dinosaur. But I think all animals have pretty shit lives, to be honest. So I don't know.
I don't know. I think you'd want to be a domesticated animal. Like, I think you'd want to be a dog or a cat.
But so yeah, that does make sense. However, if you think about it from your point of view, a dog's life is pretty shite. You sleep most of the time, right? You get fed food that's disgusting.
Oh, but you like it.
Yeah, I suppose. You live your life sleeping and then going mental when the postman comes. Mm-hmm. And your main enjoyment in life is going for a walk.
Oh, it's either that or you're a wild animal where you're literally like having to hunt your own food look over your shoulder. Constantly, because it's either kill or be killed. That's your whole life.
Would you like to be a goldfish where every 10 seconds is new to you?
No, I think that'd be rubbish at all.
I don't know.
No, I think a domesticated animal would probably be where you want to be. Because you're not in fear of your life all the time. That's a big thing.
Yeah, no, that's fair. Okay.
That would be the big thing.
What do you think of the enhanced games? Basically the Olympics, but all the drugs encoded. I'd love to watch it.
Aye, I think it'd be all right. I've said this before as well, but like, we get to the stage where nobody can run faster. Like, you'll get to the stage where there's a world record for the 100 metres that you cannot beat. Like, the person that set it was peak 100 metre runner ever.
So you don't think they can get somebody who is the same peak as that and they get just 10 years better technology in their footwear? Or
I'm not saying that if it was set tomorrow in 10 years, I'm saying they will get to a point where you can't run faster than that. Like, you can't do the 100 metres in 4.3 seconds.
Yeah.
You can't do it. You cannot throw a shot put further than that one guy threw that shot put once. It's peak level, you just can't do it.
But do you not think that at the Olympics 50 years ago, people were thinking, nobody's going to be able to run faster than this guy just now?
Yeah, maybe. No, 100%. And yes, but that still doesn't mean that it'll get to a point where you cannot go faster. You cannot do the 100 metres in no seconds. So right. If somebody done it in 0.0001 second, like if they just took one step, like they were that big, they just took one step.
Right, okay.
You can't do it. You cannot do it.
Yeah, get that extreme for sure, but
you know what I mean. You cannot get to zero. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
There'll be a point where you cannot get faster.
What Olympic sport would you think would be the best for given all the drugs?
All the drugs, yeah.
Like boxing or karate or something.
Oh, so I didn't really think about the fighting ones. Aye, fighting would be quite good. Was the weightlifting. Like, how much can you? Oh, I don't know. No, they're running, I suppose. Like, running. Almost everything would get better, let's be honest.
Yeah.
Like, almost everything would get better. I also think they should, this has been said before, they should have like a normal person lane.
Right. What, with no training?
I just like a guy. Right. A normal guy, like a 25-year-old guy that plays fives once a week.
Right.
Stick him in lane 9.
Okay.
And do the 100 metres. And then you go, like, that guy's like a normal guy. And then you can see just how much faster they are.
That'd be pretty cool, actually. I'd like to see that. It'd be good to see the difference.
It was like when years ago, it was like New Zealand or something, the sprinter pulled a muscle. The 100 metre guy pulled a muscle. So the shot putter went in the 100 metres.
Was it terrible?
Well, yeah, it wasn't a very good day.
Yeah.
But he entered all, like, there was, mind, Eddie the Eel, who was the like, Somalian swimmer guy, the black guy who'd never seen a 50-metre swimming pool.
I've always wanted to have a go, and I'll never do it now if I could die. I'd love to have a go in the pole vault, the big long... Big long pole.
It's big pole.
Yeah. You up in the air and you go for the wee thing.
You'd have liked a shot of that.
I'd have loved a shot of that one in the back in the day. I'd love to try to have got good at that, but I'd have been terrible at it. But I just love watching it. It's amazing, like the way they run, they spike that pole into the ground, and that spike, that pole bends back with them, and then propels them over. It's just amazing to watch, particularly the female ones. But it's just like, I just don't know how it'd be good fun. I'd be like, woo, right over the top, and then you land in the crash mat. So it'd
be good. But we'll call it a day there. There's actually one last question from Scott, but I think it's quite an interesting one that we could probably get a longer episode out of. So we'll maybe start the next full episode with, what do you think the most likely dystopian scenario will be in the future? So I think that's quite interesting, because we're already, let's be honest, on the path to that sort of shit here in Scotland.
Aye, that's good. The next show we record, we'll make that the starting question.
Yep, 100%. Right, patrons, cheers. Cheers for sticking with us, and we will speak to you soon.
Yeah, cheers, guys. Bye.
Colin, I personally don't think there's anybody still listening, and if they are, they're pretty hardcore long-term memory fans, and I would be expecting them to go and sign up to our Patreon at patreon.com/ wrong-term memory or by clicking the link in the show notes.
Absolutely. And if for whatever reason they can't do that and paying for content isn't their bag, they can still offer us continual support by leaving a rating and a review wherever you listen to your podcasts.